This is the Roz and Mocha Retro Show.
What are we supposed to do after 3, 2, 1?
I don't know. Somebody say something.
Hi.
There we go.
Normally when somebody goes 3, 2, 1, then there's like a grandiose thing.
Yay!
There you go.
I wish we had like sparklers going off in the background.
There we go.
Exactly. Thank you for the sound effects.
Beautiful.
February and ivory.
February.
Did you know the majority of people don't actually pronounce the R in February?
I'm the worst at that. I always say,
you say February instead of February.
Totally guilty of that. Well, what are we doing here? Oh, yes.
Retro.
This is the Retro Podcast. Myself, Dammit, Morey, Maria. Dang. This is where we dig back into the archives of the Roz and Mocha Show. We
reveal archives.
Archives of the Roz and Mocha Show. And we reveal... Oh, thank you. I was wondering what the hell Morey was doing. You guys just can't see this.
He if just you put moved, his- so your headphone cable, your headphones have like a cable on it, and it was like wrapped around your microphone. If you moved back, you would have hung yourself.
Yes, which we don't want. No. But Morey, you couldn't
I saved
Morey,
your life. I
Morey
saved
stuck
his life.
Hand literally
Morey
right in my mouth.
Morey is a lifesaver.
I saved your life.
There you
he's
go.
A hero.
Well, lifesaver, why don't you go first there, buddy?
Okay, speaking of life-saving and dangerous things... Have you ever snake checked your toilet?
Excuse me?
I'll honestly, go first.
Yeah,
never.
I have.
Really?
Snake checked?
Well, I don't close the lid very often.
Wait.
But, like, the lid. Like,
oh,
all the way closed.
Okay. I got you.
But I will say, like, I have checked to see if there's anything in there before.
I just assume living in a condo that there isn't going to be anything.
I'm with you.
Especially, I don't know. Even in like a cottage, like if I go to a cottage, I'm always checking to see if there's things in there.
I've seen other little, like when I go to the cabin that we rent, I've seen little tiny little like millipedes and centipedes and stuff like that. But you just pee on them and they die.
Oh,
why
wow.
are you? Oh,
wow.
You're just,
wow.
You're just okay.
Hey, so in 2014, Roz talked about snake checking his toilet.
Shocking. Roz talking about toilets. All right, let's hear it.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2014.
Environment Canada again says that we won't see spring-like temperatures until mid-April.
That is like the absolute worst news you could deliver.
It's a slap in the throat, huh?
The absolute worst news that you could deliver.
Yeah.
In the morning when people are getting ready to go to work or school.
Yeah, I know.
That is like literally the worst news.
Yeah.
You could talk about the DVP, the Gardner. Like the 401, the 427, the Q, like all of those highways right now could all be shut down and there's gridlock traffic everywhere. Yeah. Nobody is moving.
Yeah.
And that is still better news than hearing that the weather won't be better until mid-April.
I would take a story of 5 instances in all different parts of the city where somebody found a baby snake in their toilet.
What?
Over hearing that we're not going to see spring-like temperatures until mid-April. I would rather be terrified to sit on the toilet for the next month and a half rather than have to deal with this cold for the next month and a half. Baby snake in the toilet I will take over no spring-like temperatures until mid-April. And I am terrified of the idea of a baby snake in my toilet. Like, absolutely.
Who isn't?
Terrified of a baby. I still check. You know that.
Do you?
Yes. Are you
check
kidding?
For snakes all the
Are
time?
You kidding?
I don't.
You don't check for snakes?
No.
Shut up. You never do a snake check while you're sitting?
No.
Just to be on the safe side?
So hang on.
Sometimes I hear a bubble. Sometimes the tank makes a noise.
Yeah.
And I hear a bubble.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm alone in automatically thinking it's a baby snake.
Well, I think that's you might
made
be.
Its way, that's made its way into the toilet. I always do. I open a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
Just give a quick little peek. Let the light in to the bowl. And then when I'm snake free, I close it back up.
Like, do you like really look in the bowl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I can only position myself right in the upstairs bathroom. I have to actually turn my body like, you know, 3-4 inches. So when I do open my legs a little bit, that the light goes in the bowl so I can check for baby snakes. Otherwise, it's too dark. They may be hiding.
What if the snake's hiding, though?
Where's it going to hide? It's in the bowl. There's nowhere for it to hide. Unless it's on me.
No, like where everything goes into.
Like the drain?
Yeah.
No, I check the whole bowl. I check the whole bowl. I bend over.
There?
I don't think you're understanding here. Okay. Like sit in your seat right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And put your legs together like you're on the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
turn yourself to the right 3 inches. Okay?
Yeah.
Now open your legs.
Yeah.
And bend down and almost put your head on your knees. That's how you check for baby snakes.
Like that?
Like that. Just like that. Yep. What? You're doing it.
But what if it's like really hiding? Like further back. There's... And like when you get up, then the baby snake comes out. It's like chomp.
No. It's a quick check. It's just to make sure. It's just to make sure. That's
all. You check
for
spiders?
I don't check. I'm not afraid. I don't care if there's a spider in the toilet. I have no problem with that. I share space with a spider.
Check for rats?
I don't care about rats. Why would there be a rat in my toilet? That's
Why
ridiculous.
Would there be a snake in your toilet?
Just because that's what happens. I can't talk about this anymore. Now I'm going to be on snake duty for like the next 3 weeks constantly.
You just said duty.
Shut up. What is the matter with you?
I don't know what I would do if I found a snake or a rat in my toilet.
Die. I would die.
A rat?
People have found rats in the toilets.
Oh, my God.
Because they can swim up the drain.
That's nasty.
That's disgusting.
I would move.
Yeah, you'd have to. That's
yeah,
disgusting.
No. That or an exterminator.
That's disgusting.
Moving.
I'll go next.
Okay.
Question for the room.
Yes.
Has anybody here ever lend a friend money?
Nope. I've taken money from a friend.
I believe that wholeheartedly, Maury. Maria, have you ever lent somebody money or
no.
or needed to lend money?
But if I no, but if someone asked me and they really needed it, I think I would give
you
it.
You would.
If I had it.
Would
if
you
I had
be surprised
money.
To learn? Okay, I'll pull the room in again. One more thing. How much money a year do you think you the average person spends on lending a friend money? Average.
$500.
$500?
I'd say $2,000.
Wow, very generous. More is closer to $457 according to this poll back in 2014 that I talked about.
I assume it's like if you're adding up coffee, if you're adding up lunch, like those little things like, you know, hey, can you spot me for a coffee today? I got you back. That's $3.
Yeah.
If you do that, that's $369. That 3 days, it's $9.
Math.
Look at that.
Yes,
I honestly just think I saw a miracle.
It is $9, Maury. All right, well, let's listen back in 2014.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2014.
So they say, I don't know where this is from. Do you lend money to people?
No.
What about you listening in your car right now? You ever lend money to people?
I did loan Maury $5 last week so he can get breakfast.
Okay, so you loan Maury $5.
Yeah.
They say...
Last Wednesday, I think.
They say... this. I don't believe this for 1 second. They say when you're out with friends and you spot them a few bucks for dinner or drinks, that it all adds up.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new survey, the average person lends their friends...
Mm-hmm.
What do you think per year? The average person
per
lends
year?
Their friends. What do you think per year, Mocha?
$400.
Yeah, $457,
oh,
they
really?
Say. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
There's no way.
Wow.
Who's lending their friends $400?
Hey.
They're saying it all adds up, like a dollar here, a dollar there.
No, no, no. There's a difference. Hold on here.
Like, I've seen you lend Mocha a dollar once in a while.
No, no, no. Hold on here. There's a huge difference of we're out and I'm like, I got that beer. That's not lending somebody money.
Yeah. Lending somebody money is like what I did with Maury last week.
Yeah.
Maury had no money.
Yes.
And he wanted to get something to eat. So I was like, I offered up some money.
Yes. Let me tell you the trick right now because the story is ridiculous. $456 per year lending somebody money. I got turned on to this years ago and it is fail safe.
Okay.
It's the trick of lending money.
Okay.
Okay. I don't mind a dollar here, whatever you want to get a coffee. It's $1.75. I'm okay with that. Now, the trick to lending money, when I get turned on to this, it was life changing.
Yeah.
The trick to lending money, I will never lend anybody anything under, this is money you expect back.
Right.
Lending money.
Okay.
Okay. I will never lend money to anybody under $20.
Okay.
So if somebody
That's
says,
fair.
Somebody says,
you mean
hey,
over.
No, under.
Under.
Under. If somebody says,
if somebody says,
can I borrow $5 for breakfast and I give them $5, I'm never seeing that $5 again. If you say, can I borrow $5 and I give you 20, you're going to give me $20 back.
Not me.
Yeah, you would.
It's like when we send
people forget about $5. People don't forget when you lend them 20.
But okay, hold on. If you lend me $20,
yeah,
then next week, you know, I pick up the tab or something. Does it not call it?
No,
even? One
no,
hand
no.
washes the
no,
other.
No, not no, at all. No. First
you
of all,
try that,
would,
that all the time
because
Corey.
I believe in the one hand washes
no,
the other.
No. No, when somebody says, "Can I borrow $5?" I'm like, "Sure, here's 20." And then when they go, "Oh my God, I don't want 20," I'm like, "Take the 20 or nothing."
Yeah.
Can I teach you my trick?
No. I'm not finished with this, Maury. Oh, Jesus. What?
The way you get out of it is when you go to take people's money to buy something, you just buy yourself something. That's not borrowing.
What?
Like if I go to Starbucks for you guys and I take a 20, you buy a little extra.
I know,
and it's not
stealing.
Borrowing.
No, yeah, it's stealing.
Called stealing.
It's called stealing.
Or like when
you steal
we
money.
Give you like $20 to get three coffees and you come back with zero change.
Yeah,
because
that's
I bought like a scone.
I know, but that's stealing, though. You don't understand this.
But I already had the money in my possession.
Yeah, because you've stolen it at that point.
But it's not borrowing.
Oh, my God. Anyway, the trick to lending money, do not lend anything under $20 if you ever want to see it again. Never lend somebody $4. Never lend somebody $5. If somebody asks to borrow $5, hand them a 20 or no money.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will get that $20 back. You will never get $5 back. And then that's how you wind up in this survey. And then that's how you wind up in this survey giving your friends $456 a year.
Oof.
You want to get that money back? Hand out 20s.
What was the total on that?
I'm telling you. $457 a year is what they said you lend your friends in money.
I'm sure that's the amount Maury's stolen from us last week alone.
Oh, I know.
Can I borrow $50?
No, Maury.
It's over 20.
No. Why? Go take that comedy act to a club. Make a little. make some side dollars.
Maury, are you in debt to any friends? Let's move on.
No, I don't think anymore.
Oh, okay. All right.
You don't think anymore?
Turned 92 forgot.
Oh my God.
Oh, granny.
You know what? Let's move on. Maury,
yeah,
that's
please.
Terrible. Maury, go ahead.
So once upon a time, there was all-you-can-eat poutine happening. Mm. And Roz was talking about the different types of poutine that this place was going to have here in Toronto. It was a Montreal French fry place. But then he said there was a gyro poutine. And then everyone started trying to pronounce what's the correct way to say gyro. Some people say gyro. Some people say gyro. And I can confirm it's gyro. But how do you guys say gyro?
Well, I'm going to say it the way you
I'm
just said
say
it now.
Yeah, gyro.
Okay.
Yeah.
You even rolled the R's, Sean.
Gyro.
Here you go, gyro.
There you go.
There amazing.
Opa!
Here's the clip.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2014.
Are you ready for all-you-can-eat poutine? Because it's going to become a reality in Toronto very soon.
Oh, I thought you meant like right now.
No. There is a poutine joint called Poutineville.
Yeah.
Of course it is. From Montreal. So this is OG poutine.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And they're going to open up a place in Toronto. And in addition to items like grilled cheese poutine sandwiches.
No, that's dumb.
Poutine gyros. How do you say that word? Gyros?
No, it's a gyro.
Gyro.
Or the Greek will say gyro.
Okay, poutine gyro.
Yeah.
You know what gyro means?
Steak poutine. Poutineville is now going to offer all-you-can-eat poutine. To me, this doesn't seem like they're charging enough.
How much? $10. No, wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
All-you-can-eat poutine.
I already know how much poutine I can eat, which is one.
Yeah, one bowl.
Yeah,
but I think
that's it.
But I think for the gimmick of all you can eat,
yeah,
I'm gonna say they're charging $20.
No, $15.
$15? Even
$15.
That's kind of a lot.
You think
for a poutine,
dude?
People would pay if you were to put a price tag on that and say $25. People would definitely line up.
I think
for
it should be $25.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, they could make more money.
I don't think $15 is enough. I think you're gonna get a lot of people in there.
$15.
Two drunk dudes. Walk out of the club.
That's true.
Bring their own fork.
Yo, I can smash like three bowls of poutine, yeah, bro.
That's what's going to happen. For $15, making a mess like that. Like I said, I know how much poutine I can eat.
One bowl.
One.
Yeah.
That's it. And it doesn't matter what size the bowl is.
Just one bowl.
One bowl.
There's one spot in Montreal that we go to all the time. Poutine spot. And same thing, one bowl.
One bowl, that's
but
it.
But the bowl that they serve is huge.
Oof.
La banquise, I think it's called.
Baquise?
La banquise.
La banquise? That's not a word in French.
Yeah.
What does that mean in English?
Oh, wait, no. La banquise. That's what it is.
La banquise?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Poutine house? I don't know. It's a French. I don't know much French.
Isn't poutine a French word already?
Yeah, but
there's
the
no French word for poutine.
We're not going to call it la poutine.
Why not?
Trousse. By the way, La Poutine TM, trademark now.
Would you do all you can eat poutine?
No, I can't.
No, I know.
Easy.
I know.
I think I
You would more? You would do all you can eat poutine?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Why would you though?
Because it's good?
No, because it's because you think you're getting a deal.
No, but whenever you finish poutine, you're always like, damn, I wish I had more.
No, I've never once.
Damn, I need a nap.
Yeah, I have 100% of the time regretted the last bite of poutine I've ever taken in my life.
Really?
And I love poutine.
I've never been to...
That last bite, when it's not even a French fry anymore.
It's just a piece of cheese curd?
Yeah.
Smothered in gravy?
Yeah, and it looks like it's something that has already been in my mouth.
Yeah.
And then went back into the bowl, snuck its way to the bottom, hoping I didn't eat it. And then I found it again, and then I have to put it back in my mouth.
Mm. Should we have a poutine eating contest?
No,
what is
no.
it with you in contests all the time?
No, I don't want to.
Because I love how competitive Roz is, and I need beat him one day.
But I'm not competitive when it comes to eating poutine. I have no.
I can beat you.
I have no desire to eat a lot of
Congratulations,
poutine.
Congratulations, you're the winner, Maury.
Yeah, I will give you that victory. You can be the, right now, without even us trying to eat a lot of poutine. You can be the poutine eating champion.
Well, at least can I eat poutine?
That's completely up to you.
I think I'm past the buffet stage of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think this is 2 years too late?
No.
No way, man.
Because poutine, all these poutine places opened up like a year and a half ago.
You do. You're right, though. You hit it on, Mocha. There's a point in your life where you get past the, I can drink more of X, I can eat more of this, I can do more of that.
Like, I went to a buffet, and it was maybe about a year and a half ago that I realized that. I went to a buffet with some friends, and I had one plate, and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat till I'm satisfied, not till I'm like, overly stuck.
Go back, you get more.
No. Between, just because it's a buffet doesn't mean
Between it's a buffet. Between 30 and 65, you hit pause on buffet eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're within that age range and you're still going to a buffet for the sake of going to a buffet, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
So my whole family and I go to buffets.
Something's
my dad's
wrong with
under
y'all.
65.
And what kind of buffet do you go to? Like a Chinese buffet?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What other kind of buffets are there? I don't even know.
Well, there's Italian buffet. There's
Italian buffet.
That I can.
Where's there an Italian buffet?
Buffet in like Woodbridge?
Well, so you don't know. You're just saying.
No, I remember when I was growing up.
We're getting way off topic here, Maury. All you can eat poutine is coming to the city of Toronto for the low price of $15, which I think is not nearly enough. And I don't even want to know how much poutine I could eat. I don't. Nobody needs to know that.
Yeah, the answer is one bowl.
Nobody needs all you can eat poutine. Nobody.
Wow.
Nobody
damn
needs
it, Maury.
That. No, he
doesn't need it, but he's going to go for it.
Oof.
All right, well, there we go. Should we go for some euros right now?
Yes. Oh, that, honestly, could you actually like do an all-you-can-eat poutine, though? That's the other question.
No, I hate poutine. Gross.
You hate poutine?
Gross, absolutely. The devil's fries. Nope.
Devil's fries?
Yep, no thanks. Gross.
Oh.
Gravy and cheese? Ugh, gross.
I used to love it.
You know what? I once in a while, it's once in a blue moon, if there's poutine, I will get it.
Yeah, you'll dive in.
You just not have had good
like a
poutine.
Bacon poutine. Oh my God.
Before I gag, let's
like a
end
Big
this.
Mac poutine.
Oh, I'm going to be sick.
Or have you ever had a pulled pork poutine? Those slap hard.
Okay, I'm going to let you guys continue.
Pierogi poutine.
Oh my God.
I've also had that.
Yeah, which is basically potato.
There was
on
one
potato.
Time at the C&E, one of my friends got poutine. There was an egg in it.
Yeah, I could see that. That's like a Portuguese style.
Yeah, yeah. Shem, are you alive over there?
I'm gonna be sick. Nah, we're gonna go now. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.